Super impressive. Those balls were demolished. Really good swings. The one to center was awesome. And then the one to right center, I mean, impressive for sure.
For a young guy, I mean, when he makes contact, pretty clear where the ball is going, right?
Yeah, he hits it hard. He's been preparing well. He's loose on the bench regardless of how it's going. He's going about it extremely well, fitting in awesome.
Bullpen was really good, too.
Yeah, bullpen did a nice job. Verhagen came in and got his guy. And then Gio and the rest of the group did well. Two innings from both those guys today. Tricky the way it all worked out, but they did their jobs.
Zach was really impressive, too.
Zach was awesome. His curveball really played today, I think. 10 for 13 with it, landed it, got swing and misses with it. He's looking like a really good option from the left side.
Ollie, the changes that Corbin made, he had the high leg kick early in the season. Now he's just barely lifting that toe and driving the ball. How impressive is the adjustment he made early in the season?
No, the adjustment's real, and it's it was needed. We continue to say that this, I mean, the kid has a lot of power, but his aptitude, approach, adjustability, I think we're going to start to see less swing and miss and more contact. He definitely has the ability to do that, but when he makes contact, ball goes a long ways.
So it's just gonna ask he can do that without giving up some of the
Yeah, I really authority. Do. Yeah, I believe so. I mean, there's something in there where that swing that he has and overall approach, you make a couple adjustments. I think the swing and miss goes down when and you still see the power that we're seeing right now.
For Jack tonight, I mean, the line says pretty much probably what happened. Five walks, more balls than strikes.
Yeah.
Seemed to be searching for his mechanics a little bit.
You nailed it. I spoke with him right after the game. Just felt out of sync with his body. Couldn't time anything up. Whenever that's the case, command goes. Feels great. Going into the game felt really good coming out of it as far as just physically felt good, but just couldn't time his body up. He battled that the entire outing.
One of the primary reasonings in bringing Jack up instead of electing for another rehab start was to match the intensity. But how do you measure the difficulties of adjusting to a major league level when you are still trying to adjust? And I know he tries not to think of it as a process, but that's ultimately what it is.
Yeah, you answered it. It is a process. It's one that he and we felt he would be able to make here. We got his back. We'll go back out there in 5 days and give it another go. But today, you can tell it was hard for him to time everything out.
One more on Gorman.
Yeah.
His last at bat, he could have come up and swung from the heels trying to hit a third home run, but instead he went with the pitch on the outside corner. How impressive was that?
And that's a little bit of what we're talking about is he has an idea of what he needs to do and taking whatever the game's presenting him. And I think the more time you give him, the more we're going to see that. It's just his ability to adjust, his approach. There's going to be growth in that. And when that's the case, you'll see less swing and miss and higher production. So, yeah.
He hasn't been up that long. When did y'all start noticing that he made that kind of adjustment?
He made it pretty quick after arriving here. And he's taken to it well. Yeah.
When you see Jack having the first inning like that, whether it's three walks, and I mean, you kind of see already that he's kind of fighting a little bit. What do you need to get from him?
You're battling a couple things there. You're battling your question of getting him to 75 pitches still in order to build on it his next start, not being stuck at that 60 mark again. So you're needing him to get his work in, but you're also trying to compete. So you are battling a little bit of that decision. He was able to continue to battle through it and get us what we needed. So yeah, there's some difficulty in that, but it is a process. You have Verhagen come in for an out. Gio's not going to give you three times up as far as getting an out, getting you the next inning and the seventh. So you need someone to get you out of that one if you want to get two out of Gio. And then with Helsley, do I like using him for two innings up four? No, but the eighth was the meat of where you want to shut them down. And then not having anyone behind. If Casey got Harry, he's got the ninth.
Is Jack finding a way in that second inning pivotal to this? Because Verhagen would have had to come in then for length.
Yeah, at that point, I'm not sure if Verhagen gives you the full length. You might have to use someone in between that as well.
But that was when he was warming up.
Yeah.
That was. So certain moment, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Ollie, what part of this do you see mechanics with Jack? Because it seemed like he was falling off hard and throwing across his body a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely part mechanic. If you just line him up side by side to when he's good, there's exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of building someone up and getting them adjusting to a major league level that you felt was worth trading off for Jack?
You're weighing it against your other options in that spot of the rotation. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't extremely comforting every 5 days. So you're weighing the option of, could it be better with Jack building here? And our vote was yes. His vote was yes. Has it looked the way we'd wanted it to? No. Are we confident that as a competitor, he'll figure it out his next outing? Yes.